Proverbs as Puzzle. Goethe once said of languages that whoever know only one knows none. And that's likely true, but it's even more true of proverbs. If one proverb says, the morally good always have a good life, and later another says, sometimes the morally good suffer, we modern readers think we've found a contradiction. That's because we think of proverbs either as individual standalone promises or commands, but usually they are neither. Each is a description of some aspect of how life works. One proverb on marriage, taken all by itself, seems to apply to every instance. A later proverb, however, reveals that there are some marriage situations in which a different practice is required, only taken and fitted together, with each one modifying the others, as the parallel clauses do. Do the proverbs yield a full, multidimensional picture of a particular topic? Proverbs, then, give up their meaning only cumulatively. No one saying gives you the whole picture. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 19, says that servants simply can't understand the reason they should do things, so you just have to be very strict with them. This seems to be a sweeping statement about their capabilities, but Proverbs chapter 17, verse 2, tells us that a wise servant can end up being better than a family member. Only when the two are placed together can we see that chapter 29, verse 19, is not talking about all servants and employees, but rather about those with an unresponsive, sullen attitude. So if we read Proverbs' various statements on the subject altogether, we can see many larger points. In chapter 12, we are told that the path toward disaster can seem to be the right one to a fool, but in chapter 16, that the disastrous road can appear to be right to anyone. In other words, sometimes, even if you have done due diligence, your choices may still go wrong, because it is a broken world. The wise know that sometimes all paths may run ill. As we'll see, there is an order God put into things when He created the world and by which we must abide. But on the other hand, this is a fallen world, distorted by sin, and the wise know that the created order does not always work, nor is it always easy to discern. Only altogether do the Proverbs bring us a wise, nuanced, theologically rich, many-faceted view of the world.